This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Hi, friends. John Potter here with Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning from 9 to noon on this radio station.
Yes. That's right. And we actually have a caller because we proposed a question before we went to break. What is the best burger in Northern Nevada?
Finally going to settle it.
That's right. Well, Jesse's on the phone right now from Carson City to tell us maybe about the best burger in Carson. Jesse, what's your opinion on the best burger?
There is no maybe about it. The best burger in Northern Nevada is at the Sage Cafe in Carson Tahoe Hospital.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
The most beautiful. Cooked to your desire. The fries just fly off the plate. The burger just melts in your mouth. People that don't even have to be at the hospital come to eat at our cafe.
Jesse, okay, well, number one. Yeah, I was going to say, maybe producer Craig can take your name and number, and we can call you for a commercial voiceover. Because the way you describe that burger to me, you know what's funny though is a long time ago I had a friend who was a surgical tech over at Renown, and he swore by the little grill inside of Renown downtown. And I went over there one time and I had the absolute best sandwich I've ever had. What's the burger with the rye on rye toast, and I forget what it's called.
I know what you're talking.
Yeah. There you go. So it was
well, good
it was
for
delicious.
The hospital. I mean, that was kind of a joke about hospital food.
Well, no, it's like for the employees, food. It's good food. But for the patients, no, do they get it from the grill,
Jesse,
too?
Jesse, it's for the public, right? You can walk in there and enjoy it?
Amen. Yes, it's for the public. And the prices are out of this world wonderful.
Oh,
thank
I
you,
like
Jesse.
That.
Appreciate
all right.
that.
All
thank
right.
You,
it looks like I found where I'm going to lunch on my way back home.
Yeah, I was going to say. She sold it
okay,
so good.
Guys.
Well,
bon appetit.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jesse.
Hospitals have really stepped up, you know, because like I said, it was a joke about hospital food. But that hospital in Carson City is swank. I didn't eat there, but I had coffee there.
Really?
And nice, luxurious.
Are you talking about the one at the very beginning of the valley as you come in?
As you come down right into Carson from 580.
I've never even been in it. Never Ubered anybody there or anything.
It's gorgeous. And Renown, I say the same thing about them on Mill Street. Big, beautiful couches and rechargers at the, you know, at the end of the couch and gourmet coffee. And
well, their South Meadows campus for Renown is beautiful as well.
Yeah, it is really nice down there. And they're expanding it. They're building even more.
And I've actually had to use their emergency room a couple of times. But yes, that's, I mean, I'm in and out in no time at all.
What I will say is this, though. Okay, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but you know how, John, this praise you're giving about the couches and the chargers and all that kind of stuff?
And a piano player there.
Right, but these are all things that are for the people that are there that aren't sick. Now,
but
the people that are
to be,
sick, yes,
we
need
people
to be
who are waiting and
yes,
worried
I understand.
Need that comfort.
But what about the people that are sick? They have to sit on like a stick bench and they have to go over to a little machine and put their phone into that inside of a little mail slot to charge because, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, you make it sound really nice, you know, for someone who's not there during the stay, great. But the people who are there during the stay, like, if you go into, for instance, like Craig just said, the South Meadows, I will say this one because I go there all the time. It's the one I go to. Mm-hmm. But, for instance, when you walk in, the place is beautiful. There is nice couches. There's fireplaces and stuff like that in the common areas. But when you go to the ER, it is like the hardest bench possible, most uncomfortable.
I did not know that.
And then to charge your phone, they have what looks like a ATM kind of thing. And you go over and you open up a little slot and you put your phone in it. And there's like a code that you can... Yeah, so
oh, that's
it's
even
not,
at the airports now, just, too. So you can do that same thing. They have the same machines. So
I'm just saying, why don't the people who are waiting in the ER have a nice, big, comfy couch and easy charging phones and stuff like that? Instead, they're literally like stuck into the worst spot.
I think they have other matters at top of mind.
Well, I know, but you think a couch would be nice to sit on instead of those benches. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, but yeah, they do a good job. They do a good job. And I think we should, maybe as a team, all go down there and check out that burger. She sold that thing, man.
Well, and something I was going to ask her was, do they cook it like my sister likes it? My sister has what's called a 7 second. It's 7 seconds on each side, and then it's done.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that's In-N-Out style to me. That's too much. That's too much. I don't know. All I'm saying is that she sold that place. Like,
I think she was connected to it.
Only people in renal radio might get what I'm about to say, but she sold that burger like Big Stu sells a Diamonds Casino pickle.
Selling a used car almost.
Anyways.
Hey, but at least we know they're listening at Carson Tahoe Hospital.
Yes, absolutely. 775-888-4909-10.
Something else that's really taken off, and this is on Facebook. Somebody posted this. And by the way, I hate these negative takes on the wonderful place we live in. But at least it asks for just one improvement. What is the one thing you would like to improve in Reno? This thing has gotten like 350 responses.
What is one thing?
The
actually?
One thing you would like to improve in Reno. Some of the answers. A dating pool that doesn't consist of college potheads and overweight liberals. Stop pretending we have more water than we do. Reno downtown, it's missing its life as it used to be.
Yeah.
The Mexican food, and I've seen this before, many purists and connoisseurs from California say our Mexican food doesn't compare. There's no Costco.
Go to Yerington. There's
no Costco in the North Valleys. That one got a lot of likes. There's a big demand for
Costco. There's a proposed Costco, from what I understand, down by the Summit Mall, too.
I heard a rumor that one is coming up there north, but you know how those rumors go about.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We know John is the start of most rumors.
Watch out.
There's no thoughtful stewardship of our historic places and buildings. Bring back the little city neighborly, friendly community atmosphere and tradition we used to have. Again, the question, what is the one thing you'd like to improve in Reno?
I think, John, those are responses from them. What about us? What do you have to say?
I have very little to say. I think the city is great. And I think the city government, a lot of people will disagree with me. The city government is good. And they do a darn good job, in my opinion. Call me and fight with me. Tell me I'm wrong. 775-884-90.
I'm not going to fight with you, but I'm not going to tell you I agree either with Sheevy's plans. But I will say this. If there's one thing I can say I wish that Reno would improve on, mm-hmm. and this is literally coming from even just picking up people who are from out of town, the homeless situation here is very ugly. It's ugly downtown.
I don't think you can blame it on the city. The city has done what it has. It's spent millions and millions on that tent, which is not good enough for a lot of homeless.
Great, but like, put these. I don't know what to say other than like, there should be like a team. You know how there's like, here's something.
What do you want the city to do?
The downtown team, they have those people that are ambassadors, that basically get paid.
What's wrong with that?
Run around and do nothing?
Oh, stop.
I'm sorry, but those ambassadors' jobs are a joke.
What's the one thing you'd like to
improve?
Most of them
are ex-meth addicts and stuff. What?
What's the one thing you'd like to improve in Reno? 775-884-9910.
The homeless situation.
Got it, Jay.
Just drive around, pick them up, put them in vans, and take them somewhere.
All right, here's one I will agree with. One thing you'd like to improve? Public transit. Yes. Yeah, we need a big improvement in public transit.
Really?
Every time I'm on a bus, I think, why didn't I just walk this route? It would get me there quicker. Because it's not, okay, the buses go through this crazy route because they want to catch all the apartment complex people at all their bus stops in front of their buildings. And so it's never a straight line when I take the bus and go up past Mayan or, Sierra Highlands. It's crazy. One thing you'd like to improve in Reno, more free samples like Costco had before the pandemic.
Yeah, that would, and that's funny because I literally just said that the other day to my girl when we were in Costco. I said, that's like the fun of coming here is for all the free stuff. Anyway, we got someone else on the line, Terry from Carson City. Good morning, Terry, and welcome to Live and Local with John and Jay. What do you have to talk about this morning?
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio, the original social media KKFT.
The Mason Valley's 92.3. Our phone number, if you would like to join the conversation this morning, what would you change about Reno, or what's the best burger in Northern Nevada? 775-884-9910. John?
The question, yeah, is actually, what's the one thing you would change in Reno? And I think it's good to focus on the one thing, because I think everything else about Reno is just fine. It's just that one thing. It's not like a lot of things, although there are a lot of comments on this. Here's one. Need RTC buses in Spanish Springs and to USA Parkway.
Yeah, that actually to USA Parkway, that would probably help. But there are most of the businesses out there, such as Tesla, Panasonic, they have shuttles that come from Reno anyway.
Yeah, but a lot of companies don't. I don't think Walmart does. But yeah, boy,
Jet
that would be awesome.
Yeah, a lot of them don't.
Yeah. Definitely need that. Okay.
Helps my Uber out.
Oh, I was
going to
say,
$30 trip out that way.
Exactly, Jay. What I was going to say is I actually used to have, when I drove Uber and Lyft, that I would have four or five people that I'd start at one place, pick them, you know, start the ride at one place, pick them all up, and then take them out there. And, you know, they split that
make
ride.
It cheaper on them.
They split the ride five ways, and then they did the same thing coming back. So it was their own little shuttle bus.
See, that makes sense, because then you don't have to, because the people that do work at like from 6 to 6, they have to get on the shuttle at like 4:30 in the morning or something, you know, it's something ridiculous.
And so, heaven help us if there's an accident on the highway, on the freeway.
I know, that's it. That's it. How many times in the morning is there an accident that just stops all the traffic? All these people can't get to work. I think if USA Parkway Complex gets big enough, I think light rail would be awesome there. Because even the shuttle buses have to take 80 and fill up all those lanes.
Well, maybe. I mean, there is, the train goes right through there. Could we maybe add an Amtrak stop?
Amtrak only comes through once a day each direction. So, but.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah. Well, okay. So, I will say this.
We're trying, folks.
I will say this, though. The people that work at, like, let's say Panasonic, Tesla out there in that area. If you take the shuttle, from what I understand, because my ex-wife used to do recruitment for Panasonic, from what I understand, if you take the shuttle and you go out on USA Parkway and there's, God forbid, like you mentioned, a horrible accident or something like that, and you're late for work, as long as you're on the shuttle, you're still considered at work. If you take your own vehicle and you go out to USA Parkway and you're stuck in traffic, yeah,
okay.
If you're stuck on and you're stuck in your car, then it's just, yeah, dude, you're late.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of the, you know, the reason why. And it's kind of like people in L.A., you know, like when I was in Corona, I knew people that would take the train to downtown L.A. Mm-hmm. And they spend those 2 hours or hour or whatever doing their social media or working on other things or doing, you know, just whatever, watching a TV show or whatever. So I get it. Maybe some people enjoy that time.
People are making good points in these comments. What's the one thing you would change in Reno? Here's one.
We should just do a Reddit comment section every week at this point.
Here's one. Bring back all the 24-hour stores and restaurants and nightclubs that we had before the pandemic shutdowns. I totally agree.
This town is not very 24 hours anymore.
No. In the 70s, it was like 3 a.m. was like 3 p.m. here.
Right.
Everything.
It's
I remember even car lots and everything were open. Blame Sisolak, okay? They say pandemic shutdowns. A pandemic is a virus. It didn't shut down the businesses. The governor did that. Yeah. The governor did that because Newsom did that. There are a lot of states that didn't go that far closing schools.
You want to know the trials and tribulations it kept to keep the state running and shutting down businesses that Sisolak went through. You got to go to a college, and I think it's, where is it now, Chicago? He's teaching a class.
I knew the minute he did this, I thought, and I said this at Channel 2 to my coworkers, I said, there's going to be hell to pay for this. This is going to kill small business. This is going to work from home, even if you're still employed, cause depression and anxiety. Kids not going to school is going to cause depression. Suicides are going to go up. All this happened. So look how many businesses have closed shop. Because they couldn't recover from these government-mandated shutdowns. And so
Yeah. I mean, well, some places took advantage of it, though, too. If you think about this, like I was working at a window tint shop.
Oh, yeah, and they got the PPL loans and everything. That guy bankrupted our federal government.
That guy that I worked for, the I'm not going to mention his name, just because I don't want to give any mentions, but like literally he got the loan for the business and then didn't pay anybody that was working there for a month and a half. And then when we came back from break, his girlfriend had two... objects that were fake on her. And we were like, wait a minute, what's going on?
These mandates killed small business. And you have to realize how hard it is, especially something like a restaurant, to survive.
Gosh. Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's caused more chaos, I think, than the virus actually did. And the virus targeted what? The obese, the elderly, definitely not
underlying
the little,
health conditions.
Not the kids in school.
Right.
Anyway, I'm off topic. Okay, what's one thing to improve Reno? Better merging lanes.
That could help.
We
in
got
some
a couple
areas.
Of short ones. I know that.
Like the one we talked about earlier from west to south on the spaghetti bowl.
We need a third highway. 580 and 80 are not cutting it. More resident. Yeah.
Where would we? What?
Well, see, that was the idea between back when it first came around was the McCarran Loop. To make it not a highway, but to make it faster for people to get around. But we know where that is.
Yeah.
Well, now we got Veterans Parkway and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
I still think...
We got the McCarran Loop with, like, 40 stoplights. It's not as efficient.
Right. Well, I told... is it Ed Lawson, right? He's the mayor of Sparks. He was the RTC commission. I said, I think, and this might be weird, but if you've ever been to Dallas to the airport... People drive underneath the airport. The freeway overpasses almost look like are the runways for the planes. So I told him I thought it would be great if they could figure out some way to put like an underground tunnel from like Plum Lane over to where
to Rock Boulevard,
Rock and Longley. Meets up because then because I hate that, especially I know I hate to say keep driving Uber, but when you're on the other side of the airport and you need to get over to Plum. And it's like a 15-minute trip, and you're looking at it going, it's just a little, like, dip underneath the freeway.
We'll have Elon Musk use the boring machine and tunnel underneath of it.
That's what he said. Well, that's exactly what he said, because Elon's done that at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. I did not know
that.
Well,
not Reno Sparks Convention Center, Las Vegas Convention Center.
Vegas.
From one end to the other. Okay. Yeah, not, you know, our convention center isn't as large as theirs. The one in Vegas is about eight times larger than ours.
There are missed opportunities. Now, where I was born in Rochester, New York, we had something called the Inner Loop. It was a circle highway around the downtown. Mm-hmm. And the Inner Loop, no stoplights, had exits going off to the main streets. Another thing Rochester did is they set up a system of tunnels and skyways where you could walk from one end of downtown to the other in any kind of weather. And we get pretty much the same cold winters that they have there. It was awesome. Never had to step outside, and it really helped the downtown businesses. Okay, what one thing you'd like to improve in Reno? More residential streetlights and sidewalks. I was shocked when I first moved here that so many streets don't have sidewalks, and it is weird how certain streets, like half my street has streetlights, the other half doesn't. I don't know how that began.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Bring back the fun casinos used to have. I used to work promotions at the old Sahara Casino, and we had a blast thinking up the fun, goofy, free games for people to play. You know, like pulling players off the floor to grab at money flying around in a booth.
Yeah.
Every casino had the big wheels to spin if you cashed your paychecks there. The lowest prize... At the Sahara, at least, when you cash your paycheck, lowest prize on the wheel, 4 free drinks. People won a lot of lobster dinners on that wheel.
Yeah.
And why did they end that?
COVID.
I mean, no, this is before COVID they ended this. Oh. There's no fun promotions in any casino anymore. Sahara was smart because the 4 free drinks would expire that same day. So here you have all the money from the paycheck. Yeah, 4 drinks. What do you think happens to that money?
I still have like 500 Fitzgerald's hats and pens.
Yeah,
from
but
when
they're not around anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. It's like...
I really know. Also, why didn't any casino sports book put on parties for the football playoffs like they do for the Super Bowl. Missed opportunity. We have the 49ers in the playoffs. They would have packed the place. No party for the 49ers-Eagles game.
Again.
Are you kidding me?
The game has corona.
People would have paid well to attend that, and it draws people to the house. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Back to the answers. What's one thing you'd like to improve in Reno? The Department of Mutant Vehicles.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that one. Well, you know what? Hey, I will say this. They had it down really good with that tech system when they were over here in Reno. I forget the name of the street over here. But anyways, what, they were downtown.
DMV did something good?
Galetti. There you go. When they were on Galetti, they had a tech system that for some reason it was working great. You could go there and get in and out within 15 minutes. And then all of a sudden, as soon as the pandemic hit, it was over.
We paid millions for that new building. And we can't even walk in the place. We have to make an appointment and wait.
But then you got the
what the heck did we buy the building for? It was better on Galetti Way. Okay, there's more. One thing you'd like to improve in Reno, an ocean beach would be nice.
Well, hey, hold on. When California eventually has an earthquake where it breaks off.
Somebody wrote, less people, please. Yeah, well, too many people have blabbed. Too many people have blabbed to too many others about Reno. That's the same issue I have with people who answer online, like, what's the best steakhouse or where's the best pharmacy or hiking trail questions? And everybody answers and goes public with our hidden secrets, making them ever crowded and impossible to enjoy.
I can tell you where the best pharmacy is not. But we do have a caller. Let's go to that real quick. Mike in Reno, what improvements do you think we should have here in Northern Nevada, sir?
Turn this on you a little bit. It's going to be about missed opportunities. And one of them you just mentioned was moving the DMV off of Galetti. They put it in a place that's really hard to get to. Back to what John said about the freeways. There was a freeway that was proposed back in the 70s that went from Red Rock Road all the way out to Lahontan Reservoir. And that was a missed opportunity before all the growth happened around here. And the other thing is just the attitude of people around here anymore. People just hate this place because where they came from, they hated that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, well, here's the thing.
Well, people, like I said, blabbed about Reno too much. And
yeah,
here we have these people. But prime example, okay, Western Village Steakhouse. I can't tell you how many people, go to Westerville. Say, you've made it impossible now to get in there without a reservation. I mean, you got to wait 2 weeks to go in the place because too many people talk about it.
That was the best deal in town. They have great French onion soup.
Don't tell the newcomers.
Well, and here's the deal with Western Village Steakhouse. That's Peppermill. You can go to the Peppermill Steakhouse and do the same thing.
Right. Well, they say, now, Western Village Steakhouse.
It's cheaper, though.
That was a reputation, but the last time I was there, it was not inexpensive.
Yeah,
they really jacked up the prices at the Western Village Steakhouse because too many people talk about it.
Well, it's still... Well, you know what, John? Go on down to the Calneva, and you can get your steak and eggs for $5.99. Yeah. Well...
Actually, all places are good. I've rarely run into a restaurant that is terrible.
What I miss is the 99-cent specials, John. Now, like, Baldini's used to have the great deals between, like, midnight and 5 a.m.
Back to when they did good casino promotions. Casinos don't know how to promote anymore, and they did things like that. Baldini's, oh, my gosh, the Shy Clown?
Oh, yeah.
Was a blast when it was the Shy Clown.
Yeah, I missed that steakhouse. That steakhouse was great. We'd go once a week.
The buffet was good at Baldini's.
Yeah. You know what's funny is when everything changed at Baldini's is when they said they were bringing in Hooters. And literally, like, they had signs out it didn't ever open. They just had advertisements about Hooters coming. Hooters is coming.
And finally, of course, one way Reno can improve, many folks say fewer Californians. All right, that's a tough one for me. I like people, and we have benefited in some ways from growth, but that growth rarely pays for itself, and it's a fact. Most Californians moving here are voting for the same things that ruined their state. That is what turned Nevada from a red state to a blue one.
Well, hold on a minute, though. Do you think they actually are?
Are what?
Do you think they're actually voting for all that, or is it like...
Yes,
is it
I do.
Well,
I do.
Then why did they move?
That's why I say.
Well,
Our phone number is 775-884-9910. We're going to break for Fox News. John Potter, Jay Biggs.
It's live and local. John and Jay right here, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Join us on Facebook. You can search for Live and Local with John and Jay or 99.1 KKFT. Also, make sure you join us online by going and checking out our podcast, which you can check out retro episodes of Live and Local with John and Jay, or even this episode about 10 minutes or so after the end of this. You'll have that up and available at 991fmtalk.com, courtesy of Craig, the producer in Carson City. John.
Jay just told me during the Fox News, he said, your wife says you never buy her flowers. Is that true? And I told him, I never knew she sold flowers. So, but we have stories about the flower thing. I mean, Valentine's Day, the one day where you had all those people out on the street.
Oh, my gosh.
Selling.
Shout out.
Bouquets of flowers.
Shout out to our friends south of the border who were still, even on Wednesday, out there selling the flowers at discount prices. I swear to you. I was out driving around Wednesday, and I'm going, these guys are still out here trying to get rid of all their merch.
I don't think women are impressed if you buy a flower like that because you didn't make the effort to go to a florist. You just grabbed it from some drive-by. They know. They know the flowers from the street because it smells like car exhaust.
Really?
And somehow they know that it's from the supermarket. I don't know how.
Well, okay. So, for instance, like I mentioned.
You bought at a supermarket.
Well, we went. Okay. Me and my lady went to the Stick downtown. Had a nice steak dinner. And once again, that's thank you to Northern Envy Food Truck for hooking us up. Corey over there. We went there, and on the way to pick her up, I stopped at Safeway Pharmacy. I had to get some meds, and walking through, I saw the flower section, and me and her had said, because tomorrow is really our Valentine's Day. We're really going to do our, like, big celebration tomorrow, because we have the weekend free. It's a long weekend, stuff like that, right? We're going to go to Sacramento and do it up. So she was like, let's just do our dinner and not do anything too big tonight, you know? I still felt like I had to get her some flowers. So as I'm walking through the flower section, I'm looking because she doesn't like roses. She likes she likes sunflowers.
Doesn't like roses?
Well, I don't think she hates them, but I just think she digs sunflowers more. They're more her thing. So anyway, I'm looking through, couldn't find anything sunflower. The lady's wrapping up. I can tell she's closing there at the flower shop. And I said, "Do you have any sunflowers?" And she goes, and she looks around. She found a couple dead things. She's like, "I just don't. I'm sorry." And she's like, "Wait a minute, in the back, I think I do." And so I went over to the pharmacy, got my stuff, came back, and she had this beautiful bouquet made with sunflowers, and she only charged me $3.
Because she was about to close.
Yeah, she was like, we're just going to get rid of them anyways.
You know what? That's my trick at Einstein Bagels. They close at 4, and if you go in there at like 3:45, they have all these bagels, and they'll give you like a dozen.
You know,
I am blabbing my secrets.
Yeah, it's also that if you go into 7-Eleven and you see the pizza is just old, you can get it at half price.
Oh, now we're sounding desperate.
That's not a good date. That's not a good date.
Yeah, Kathy would not be happy with that date with John.
Kathy is never happy.
The 7-Eleven date? Oh, that just never happened. Well, John, you breathe wrong. Anyway.
Everybody takes her side, including you.
I'm not taking her side. Kathy's, hey, I enjoy hanging out with Kathy.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny, though, is because you and her are so far on the political sides of the spectrum, you know.
We're opposite.
Yeah. It just makes for funny
conversation.
But
it shows you it can work.
It can.
It can work. I think the tragedy of our society lately is that people take politics way too seriously. Why spend more than 10 seconds thinking about your grudge against what this one politician said?
Right.
I mean, it ruins the day.
In relationships, definitely. Like, for instance, I've noticed with me and my girl, like, obviously with her being foreign, she's not too involved with the politics here. Mm-hmm. But there are things, like humanity things. Like, for instance, I don't care. It's just how I feel. Like, you know, like, I know we need to take care of the earth, but are we in this Greta Thunberg, like, oh my God thing, the global warming? I don't believe so. I think the climate changes every few years and stuff like that, and or hundreds of years or whatever. So, like, to me, it's like, yeah, we should be taking care of earth, but, like, I don't know if I'm going to make this huge conscious effort because I'm not going to be here in 100 years. They can deal with it.
Well, you know what? Give people the, you have to understand, people have different opinions. Nobody's going to think exactly like you do.
Right.
Accept what they say, but don't get angry
about it.
Can you
imagine how boring this world would be if we all thought alike?
Yeah, right.
No, seriously, we'd have nothing to talk about or nothing to, all the people on Reddit would have nothing to complain about.
That's one thing with me and what I think about, like, immigrants. I think it'd be a very boring society, a very boring country if we were all the same, if we were all white and we all ate the same food and things like that. So, yeah, I get that. We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to be back with our final segment. Our phone number, 775-884-9910, John Potter with Jay Biggs.
It's live and local right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Local with John and Jay, just like we are each and every Saturday morning at 9 to noon on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. John?
Ramp closures and lane reductions in progress today at the typically busy Spaghetti Bowl on 580 and 395, right at 80 from now to 5 p.m. NDOT crews are restriping the lanes. They say avoid the Spaghetti Bowl and find alternate routes, and they say detour signs are posted. It's very important. It's a delayed already job that they just have to do. NDOT says they could not repaint those white lines earlier because of the colder winter temperatures. But I'm sure you noticed the white lanes on 395 and 580 between Adi and Villanova at the Spaghetti Bowl area are gone. You may have seen a shadow of the white lines here and there. They are very hard to follow and frightening because I just drove it yesterday. And, oh, my gosh, where are the lines?
Right.
They don't exist anymore.
Right. It's an insurance nightmare for sure.
Well, doesn't it make it tough for self-driving cars, I would imagine, right?
Well, this is what we talked about. Yeah, earlier.
Yeah,
I mean,
they depend on those lines to drive, and what the heck?
If you don't have the lines, then you have the state flower out there, the traffic cone.
Does the self-driving car recognize the traffic cone?
I don't know. I'm assuming. I'm just joking. Well, that's the Nevada state flower is the traffic cone, and we're going to have lots of those out there at the Spaghetti Bowl.
I don't trust those self-driving cars, and you should be really upset about it because that's the ultimate goal of Uber. You're a Uber driver. Uber wanted to go all self-driving
years and
years ago. Yes,
that's
they did
car.
With Travis,
well,
the original.
They do. Yes, I know that.
The original boss there. That was his ultimate plan.
Well, they still
have
all
the
Ubers that are.
They want all of them to be self-driving.
Well, good luck. I mean, if they want to pay for it in my car, I guess I don't trust it. See, even though I have it, I'll tell people I have it. I'll show them I have it. But I never keep my hand much more than like an inch off my wheel just because I'm sorry. I just don't trust it.
I will never trust that. Anyway, they're also installing traffic counting devices on the highway to have good car counts and can otherwise monitor traffic. That Spaghetti Bowl, man, they never stop working on it.
I don't think it'll ever be done.
It's like a long-term project, and still we have the one lane going from westbound 80 to southbound 580. That will never change.
You have to look down at the housing projects on 9th Street to get there.
Yeah, well, I was looking at that. That they can't. Yeah. There's nowhere to widen that because you'd have to close 9th Street to widen it.
But
because it's right up against wide, they'd have to raise it up and tunnel underneath more to the left of it.
Get rid of some of the housing authority of Reno's
Craig, they're
homes,
actually
baby.
Making it worse by widening every other highway. 80 especially, where the Nugget is five lanes each direction? And
yeah,
they're all
like that, yeah,
compressed into the one lane. I'm just saying what they're doing is just making it worse.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's
and
a lot of transitions.
And that is the backup.
You know, I'd like to see more than that fixed is, as you were just talking, over the Nugget. But because of the air handling systems for the kitchens that take up the lane, the space between the two sides, the directions east and west, are the air handlers for the Nugget and the kitchens and everything else. So they'd have to actually revamp the whole Nugget to make those wider.
Well, it is well known that it was a mistake to have the Nugget where it is, because that prevents them from really doing the work they want to do on 80. Some people have suggested
they
that
they could expand more towards downtown Sparks to the north, right? Because I mean, there is like
it's in the way
and stuff like that.
It's in the way so much, and I've even had people suggest, "Oh, maybe we should just demolish it and
the Nugget."
Yeah, move
John
it somewhere.
John Esquaga, no,
I've heard that.
Poor
somebody
guy
said
would roll
that.
His grave. I met him before he passed. What a nice man.
Yeah, he is.
You know what? Just speaking of, I'll tell you right now, one of the worst places designed in Reno, and this is since I've lived here. It's never even changed. Is about 1,000 feet from us, right outside the studio window here, 395, as you go southbound to get onto the freeway. That merge lane is the same lane as Moana. So when people are going 395 south,
yeah,
you got the people that don't really realize that their merge lane merges with a freeway lane that's already going, and that goes into Moana. So then you have to figure out how to get over from the Plum Lane exit in Moana while people are getting over at Moana.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they need to know how to get on a freeway in the first place. You get up to traffic speed.
Well, yes, yes.
That's
yes,
the first thing.
Yes. That is the first. Yes, absolutely. But, you know, sometimes you can't help it. You got people that just don't understand. Well, I mean, think about it. When roundabouts first came to the area,
yeah,
we had a 30-minute special on, like, Colo about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, oh, hey.
We have a lot of streets, too, that are busy that just suddenly the three lanes are one. I mean, I'm still trying to get used to Wells Avenue going toward Plum. It's
right.
It's just suddenly your lane is gone.
And well, then you're in a roundabout. And then you're finally at Virginia Street. And then you're...
Yeah, you're right, right, right. Yeah, it is weird. But, I mean, you know, everything changes, you know. So,
okay.
I mean, we're going to see a lot more changes. And speaking of road changes, I mean, As the Sparks mayor said, you know, they've got that proposed road that's going in from USA Parkway down to, is it Calle de la Plata or something? Or in Spanish Springs?
Yes, yes.
I told somebody about this the other day, and they couldn't believe it. And I said, yeah, it's all zoned industrial.
Yeah, look at a map of what they're talking about with that road. It's really straight, and I would think be very efficient. That extension of 50 from USA Parkway to Silver Springs, also very impressive. And it seems like nobody else drives it.
Yeah, well, people have to. I mean, yeah. if you live in Urington, like if you're down there at 92.3 and you're coming to Reno, that's the faster route now than going up through like Fernley or Fallon or any of that. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there, but the speed, the problem out there is it's that the Infinity Highway out there, the 439 USA Parkway to the
right
roundabout in Silver Springs, reminds me of a giant version of Veterans Parkway, because it's just so slow. It speeds of 55 the whole time. But some of those grades out there for a truck or something like that, I understand why the speeds are so low.
Yeah, when you're dealing with a 5 or 6% grade, yeah, that's
right.
Not safe.
Did they finally raise the speed limit on Veterans Parkway? The big complaint.
They did a little bit. It went
the
from
big complaint
45 to 55.
When they opened it, it was something like 40 miles per hour.
It was 45, and they actually review it. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, from listening to a replay of another newscast from another station, that yes, they look at it every 6 months and do a traffic study and a traffic flow, how many cars are going through. And what some people don't realize, it's not just what the road can handle, it's what the people are actually doing. As far as the state of Nevada is concerned, that's how they're determining freeway speeds for the most part. Are there traffic is going 75 in this area? Are there a lot of accidents in this area? No, then let's make it 75 instead of 65.
Well, the thing is, I think the planning, though, is between Mara Loma and South Meadows on Veterans Parkway is all planned homes, businesses, schools. There's, I mean, everything is there. Because there's the Rattlesnake Mountain has that little road that goes around it that goes out
right
to the back there. I think it might even, I forget if it's Mara Loma or something like that. But anyways, it's a little road that goes around. That's eventually going to be a road that's used as well because it goes out there past the power plant. Are the water plant treatment centers out there.
Yes.
So that's all going to be eventually businesses. So we could raise the speeds and all that, but eventually there's going to be neighborhoods where people are pulling out, and then we're going to have to put lights in, and you know, I mean,
It pretty much is now. Anything south of South Meadows is 45, and that I can agree with. That's a residential area. You don't want cars zooming through there at 55, 65 miles an hour. But to the north side of that, to Sparks Boulevard, where it connects, I mean, that could be a decent, you know, that could easily support a 60 or 65 mile an hour speed limit.
That would be nice. I need to go take a look at that, at the plans. I haven't actually seen the plans. I've just heard the plans. So,
well, anyway, that's what we're here for. We talk about everything local each and every Saturday morning. Next Saturday morning, of course, don't forget our new segment. It's a permanent segment. 10 o'clock in the morning, every Saturday morning, we have a lawmaker from the Nevada legislature, assembly or Senate, who gives us an update and what to watch out for, what's going to be happening, what bill looks like it's going to pass, and which bill looks like it's not. So that's every Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And next week, don't we have Jessica Schneider coming on too?
Yep, Jessica's
from
on next Saturday.
She's getting attacked on Reddit, and we're going to help her there. Also, our friends from King of the Cage, MMA, they're going to be back in the Silver Legacy. So if you'd like to win some tickets to go and see them, there you go. All right, Northern Nevada, thank you once again for another exciting episode of Live and Local with John and Jay. Go and check out the podcast.